second parak of Ola Mishnah Vov, we're continuing the halachas of Isurim that were mixed into other things. So Ulama Omru Kol Amachamitz Vamatavu Vamadamei Lahachmis. In what situation do we say that something that is causing something else to leaven or spices it, flavors it, that we are machmir? That's by min v'mina. The min v'mina, if they're both the same min, then we always go lahachmir. Lahokel lahachmir min b'she'ena mina. And sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra, if it's min b'ena mina, one type of thing and another type of thing. This is a very general statement, and now the Mishnah will explain what do we mean to say. Keta. So also chitin shenofel says isas chitin. You have some yeast of wheat that fell into a dough of wheat. Yeah. Yesh b'gedei lechamis, and so these are min b'mino. They're both combined together to make a dough, and both of them are wheat. So it's going to make one dough of wheat. So if yesh b'gedei lechamis, if it has enough of that yeast or sourdough, as would be more accurate, that can leaven this bread. Bein sheyesh b'em lahaz bechem b'meyah, bein she'ein b'em lahaz bechem b'meyah also. Whether it has a ratio of less than 1 to 100, in which case for sure it's not bottle, because now we know by Shuma you have to have 1 to 100 in order for it to be bottle. Even if it's more than 1 to 100, but since this has a powerful effect on the bread that it causes to leaven, it is also. Ein b'em lahaz bechem b'meyah. If it has less than a ratio of 1 to 100, as we said before, ben sheyesh b'gedei lechamis lechamis, then k'dei lechamis also. Even if it doesn't, it's not strong enough to cause it to leaven, the entire dough will be also. In other words, once again, by min d'minoy, if you don't have 1 to 100, no matter what, it is not possible. It's something that has a powerful effect on the mixture, like the sourdough, which is going to cause the bread to leaven. Then even if it's 1 to 200, it will not be possible.